live in the studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events most of all. Thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's a number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990.
I work with you.
And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. We celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Taking a look, and we've got some interesting celebration topics today. I did look at them a little bit earlier. National Pawnbrokers Day.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Microwave Oven Day.
You don't know better than that.
St. Nicholas Day. I thought that was St. Nicholas Day. Oh, no, it's St. Patrick's Day. I get that confused with. Okay. Miners Day and National Gazpacho Day. I think we'll stick with the gazpacho. That sounds a little bit better off to me. Market roller coaster. Once again, we're looking at that one for you as well. Looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average. We opened up the day about 340 points up. And now we're looking that we're down about 31 points. Got to love the roller coaster called the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It is not for the faint of heart. But we've shared with you before, a lot of it has to do with program trading. What is program trading? Well, we've got this artificial intelligence now that will actually read the headlines and start getting algorithmic training. So the headlines come out, the algorithms look at what they think is going to happen from that. They make the trades as quickly as possible. They want to make sure that they get in ahead of anybody else. And that is what moves the market so much anymore. It's not really legitimacy. It's just, it's kind of like the roulette wheel. You never know where it's going to land, what those algorithms might show, just the way it is. 64 days in a row we're at right now. 64 days in a row we've seen gas prices dropping. Dad, yeah, that's on the national level. In Taxifornia, we're still higher than most of the country. We're at $3.44 on average, the national average, $2.41. So we're, what's that, $1.03 more than the rest of the country.
Ow!
Yeah, and then if you want to go and get gasoline in Missouri, average price in Missouri, $1.99.7. Yes, compare that to Taxifornia at $3.44. It's about, what, $1.50 a gallon, $1.44 a gallon. More in Taxifornia than they are in Missouri. Just, you got to love the way that works. So we're going to continue to watch that one as well. We are looking at the Dow Jones getting worse. It's going to be some headlines. I'm going to talk to you about what the headlines are that are causing the deterioration of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, because they're going to be coming out later in the day. We'll see how much of an effect it has. We're going to hear about how bad the housing market is. We're going to hear about an increase in defaults. We're going to hear about an increase in 30-day lates. Yet, I'm going to tell you that it's all a big ruse, because that's what the media wants you to hear, but it's not really what's going on. What is happening? Here's the fact of it, because the media, it will not be telling you this. We did see defaults jump up by 4.1%. Now, what they report right now is what's happening from the month of ending in September 30th. Look at your calendar. September 30th was a Sunday. Whenever the month ends on a Sunday, defaults are higher just because it means it's a shorter month, right? When you go into the credit bureaus, and we're going to be talking a lot about credit bureaus today because we are chatting about getting mortgage ready. A lot of folks, we're getting a lot of questions, a lot of people hitting us on social media about how do I get ready to buy a house in the springtime? There's a lot of that going on, and we're going to talk about the entire package. It's the Ron Siegel Radio Get Mortgage Ready program, and we're going to go over all these things. There are about 15 different items that are in the process of Get Mortgage Ready. But here's the issue. One of the things that we will chat about when we're looking at your credit report is that if you're looking at a mortgage and you don't pay your mortgage on time, it does not report late until it's 30 days late. Now, I don't like to say all, but virtually all mortgages are due on the first of the month. You might hear people say, well, it's the 15th of the month, but virtually all mortgages are due on the first of the month. The first of the month means that if you are 30-day late means that you have to wait until 30 days to be reported as late. Think about that concept. Now, if the 30th falls on a Sunday, well, how do you make your mortgage payment on Sunday? You can't. It had to have been made on the 28th. Well, if you didn't make it by the 28th, you've got that shortened month to get that 30-day late going through. Just the way the process works. Okay, so think about that concept. Now, we will see that corrected the first of next month. We're going to see that correction go through. The first of next month, you're going to see that the 30-day lates are going to be the delinquencies will have retraced themselves because those people that made a payment at the end of the month, it got posted on the first. Well, I get posted on the first, that's your 30-day late. What do you do about it? That's going to cause a problem on your credit report. But the media will not tell you that. The media will also not tell you that during the month of September, we had several hurricanes. The hurricanes cause a problem getting things in the mail, getting payments, getting income. Another reason why you are seeing that is going on. So think about all of those concepts. And you're not going to hear that from the media. They don't want to explain the why to you. They're just going to tell you, oh, foreclosures and distressed property is up. Well, let's think about that a little bit further. Let's see if we understand the why behind it, not just the what. Just a bit of information for you from your friends at Ron Siegel Radio. What else is happening in the markets? Well, we did see that there are some cuts in tariffs. China talking about cutting the tariffs on cars. There are also news from China is another gut punch for the iPhone. Analysts are saying, it's an irony if you're into the stocks, and I don't profess to be an advisor for stocks. I just announce or share what I see. Has anybody heard Apple say that they're having any kind of problems with their numbers? You hear these analysts coming up with these things. Here's the issue. The more the analysts beat up on the stock, the more I think the stock might be a good buy. Why? Well, because the company's not saying there's any problems. It's the analysts that are saying there are problems. When the company comes out and reports their earnings, do you think that they might beat the analyst expectations? Are you finding people that are saying, no, I don't want to buy Apple products anymore? Or are you hearing people that are out there buying Apple products over the holidays? Talking about that, giving you that information. A little bit of a interesting occurrence here as we go to break, but that is a little bit of information for you as we watch the markets. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we will be chatting about how to simply increase your family wealth by paying for a house. We're going to also talk quite a bit We'll chat quite a bit today about getting mortgage ready. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. On Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products for you. Just give me a call at 800-306-1990. I will put you in touch with them at Gold Star. Here it is. Here's the markets. They are going a little crazy today. It's the stock market nowadays is not for the faint at heart. Dow Jones Industrial Average is now down about 81 points as we speak. Oil up 63 cents per barrel as we're speaking on that one. We're looking at interest rates also because that is a big issue. Hopefully you have not locked in your interest rates recently because they are still dropping and I'm expecting they're going to continue to go down. Fannie Mae 30-year bond debt, it's up 8 basis points, which means interest rate is down. The 10-year treasury at 2.85 right now as we speak. Why the volatility? Why is this happening? Well, money is moving from the stock market. People are looking at the stock market and saying, you know something? I don't like that volatility. I'm not interested in keeping that roller coaster going. And that's what's offsetting what's going on at the Federal Reserve and the European Central Bank. Those numbers that you're seeing from both of those areas are areas where we can benefit because they were buying up so much of the inventory of the mortgage-backed securities and the treasuries that now they're not buying those, but the stock market volatility is telling people, hey, you know something, if you're not excited about this volatility, get out of it. Move over to another area that's not quite as volatile. We call that the bond market. Yeah, so the people are going into the bond market, bringing the demand for bonds up, which means the price on the bond goes up, which means the interest rates are dropping. Now, how long will that happen? I don't know. If you're thinking about refinancing, if you're thinking about buying a home, now is the time to do that. And that way you're ready to lock in at a moment's notice. And I get these updates throughout the day when we see markets changing. And that kind of gives us an idea. Should we be changing on the fly with them? Or should we let it sit and let it go the way the markets are as volatile as they are? And that's a big issue for most people. You've got to watch out. You've got to see what the markets are going to do. And, you know, a lot of the institutions, they don't have anybody that's really watching the markets for you. They just sit there and they say, okay, well, the sign out in the lobby says today's rate is X, and that's what we're going to do is the rate is X. Well, do you want the best rate at the beginning of the process, or do you want the best rate at the end of the process? Well, my answer to that is I want the best rate throughout the process. And that's one of the issues that we're always looking for, is how do we make sure that we do get that best rate for individuals? Well, you have to be looking at the markets and understand what the markets are telling you, because there is always something new going on in the markets, and you got to watch it on a regular basis. That is the Mortgage Minute. Again, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products for you. Get mortgage ready. That is our topic today. How do you get mortgage ready? I'm getting tremendous amounts of individuals that are sending us that question on a regular basis when we've talked a little bit about it in the markets and in the on the broadcast, is how do you get mortgage ready? Well, a lot of that has to do with education. You have to understand, and the biggest inhibitor that I see for individuals is understanding their credit. I see a lot of folks, they send us the FICO score in a few instances. More often than not, I see FICO scores, Credit Karma, Vantage, Experian score, Credit Score. A lot of the credit cards will send out a credit score. That is not a FICO score. You need to understand the FICO score, because that's a big difference than the credit score. What is the importance of the credit score? That is what's going to be used. That's one of the 30 factors that are used to determine what your interest rate will be, right? You're going to have an interest rate on every different loan that you get. So if it's a credit card, if it's an automobile, if it's a home, if it's a home equity line of credit, all of those issues are going to have an interest rate associated. Almost every one of them, not everyone, but almost every one of them is going to be based on what your FICO score is, not your credit score, but your FICO score. So FICO score changes all the time. It is not stored anywhere. A lot of people get confused about that. They wonder, okay, well, my FICO score yesterday, I ran it, and it was 717. Okay, well, that's good. That was yesterday's number. That has no bearing on what today's number will be, because the scores change on a regular basis. You need to understand that. Now, you can monitor them. I have mine monitored, so I understand what my score is. If it changes by 1 point, I get a notification. If it goes up, if it goes down, and it's all done with the legitimate FICO number. Now, what is it that affects your score? That's the next question, is what affects your score? Well, your score has a lot of different components. Your score is going to be based on how much you owe on your credit cards. That is utilization rate. So that's going to be on all of your revolving debt. That does not count installment loans like cars, that or any kind of a loan that has a fixed period of time. So car loans, you know that it's going to be 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, whatever that might be. Your home loan, it's going to have a fixed amount of time. So the FICO score uses 30% of your score comes from the utilization rate of your revolving debt. What the heck does that mean, Ron? Okay, so the utilization rate is if you have a $1,000 limit and you have $100 used on that credit card, that's a 10% utilization rate. If you have $10,000 and you've used $5,000, that's 50% utilization rate. Now, the amount you owe, again, that's 30% of your score. Your score is going to range from 350 to 850 on a mortgage FICO. 500-point swing, 30%, that means 150 points is coming off of your utilization rate. You want to keep your utilization rate as low as possible. There are certain break points that we know of Now, FICO does not give out the exact breakdown of how, you know, if you're at this exact number, it's going to do this to your scores. They don't give that information out. So anybody that tells you they know exactly, well, it's not true. But when you do sign up with myfico.com and you see, okay, well, my utilization on this went up a little bit and it had this effect, you just kind of start getting an idea of what's happening where. So 30%, again, you want to keep your utilization below 10%, below 30%, below 50%, below 70%. Those are where the breaks are. If you start getting over 100% utilization, if they report that you owe more than your limit, well, then you're going to start seeing some significant deductions from that 150 points. 35% goes to pay history. So when we were talking earlier about why we see more derogatories or delinquencies on mortgages on months where Sunday is the 30th, where they end on a Sunday, well, 35% of your pay history, of your FICO score, comes from that pay history. A late mortgage payment, a late revolving debt payment, a late car payment, those affect 35% of your score. 10% of your score comes from inquiries, new